So we're back for part two of Single Loop because Zoom keep trying to fucking play us. Okay. Zoom is trying to play us like the fucking winter storm tried to play us. Like the fucking pandemic trying to play us. Exactly. 2021, I need you to get your shit together. Okay.
All the way together.
Here. Let's figure out people that need to get their shit together. Okay. Let me tell y'all a story. We went out on Saturday, had us a good time. Okay. Went to the address, drinking, eating, good time. One of my new safaris rolled up on me, okay? Fine, all is well. He came, he behaved himself, he kept his hands to himself. It was a good time.
What is he, five?
Yes.
He kept his hands to himself?
Very handsy. So him keeping his hands to himself is a plus. Okay. So he comes, he has one drink or whatever. He was like, oh, I have to go and drop something off for my other friend that's going to Nigeria or whatever. So I'm not staying that long. Anyway, whatever. When she come back over, let me get the bill. Right. So he wanted the bill for the whole table. Mind you, we had already been there. So he wanted the whole bill for the whole table. So the girl comes over and he said, oh, can I get the bill? Like, give me the bill. She was like, oh, you want the everybody bill? He was like, yeah, give me the bill.
Yeah.
She walks off. And this is the waitress. She walks off. She goes to the computer that's outside. And then she goes the opposite way. She does something on the computer and then she goes the opposite way. Okay. So we're like, okay. She's going to turn back around. Maybe she's going to go get some drinks from the bar before she come back this way. Okay. I see her pass us probably like 3 more times. And I'm like, this bitch still ain't brought the bill. So at this point, he like, she still didn't bring the bill. She came back over again. It was like, can we get the bill? Can I get the bill? She was like, oh yeah, the bill. She does the same thing. She goes back to the outside computer and then goes somewhere else. And I'm like, what the bitch, I am about to fight you. I'm about to fight you because you fucking up my bag. You're fumbling the bag, bitch. You are fumbling the bag, my bag, and that's a problem. Okay? If this nigga is asking for the motherfucking bill, bitch. Bring him what, Nina?
The bill.
The bill. Bring him the bill.
I mean, I just feel like he could have just got up, like it was right there, and just would have been like, excuse me, ma'am, I've asked you for the bill and I need to go, so I need this bill like now.
But he asked her 3 times. So I feel like you really shouldn't have to do it. Like she was face to face. She came over to us. Like she was.
I understand that, but at this point, it's like, girl, I don't know if you've been having shots on somebody else at another table, but I need this bill. I'm trying to pay this money.
Give me the fucking bill. So then, after the third time, he probably stayed there for another 15 minutes, and he was like, "Just send me a picture of the bill, and I'll send this to you or whatever." And I'm like, "Okay, it's fine." She comes back finally with the fucking bill in her hand finally and like, oh, he left already, bitch.
Duh,
he asked you 3 fucking times, okay, and then you still came back with the wrong fucking bill because it wasn't the bill for the table.
Oh, it wasn't.
No, you still came back with the wrong fucking bill. Like, what? Listen, waitresses, okay. Bartenders.
Right.
Do your job. Okay? Do your fucking job. I cannot stand customer service, waitresses, bar backs, hookah people that don't do their
bottle girls. They're like young and dumb.
I can't stand it. Especially, like, y'all be doing stupid shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you are in the field of the finesse, okay? This is how I think of it. You work the nightlife, so you are in the field of finesse. Now, everything about nightlife is a fucking finesse, right or wrong, okay? Fucking finesse. So that means if you see a nigga, one nigga, sitting at a table full of women, that nigga paying the bill. The nigga's paying the bill, okay? Don't come bring the women the fucking bill. Give the bill. Pay the fucking bill. Give the bill to the people. I've experienced being in a fucking section and a damn man asked me, you know, what kind of bottle you want, what kind of bottle you and your friends want or whatever. Just tell her. I tell her what bottles it is. When it's time to pay the bill, she bring me the motherfucking bill. Bitch, why are you bringing me the bill? Why are you bringing me the bill? Y'all gotta figure this shit out. Y'all are in the field of fucking finesse, okay? Don't be bringing me the fucking bill. You should know better. You should know better. If you see, Nina, you see one nigga at a table full of bitches. Uh-huh. That nigga paying the bill, right or wrong. That nigga is paying the bill for the most part. He paying the bill.
He should be, but I've seen it otherwise. I've peeped it. I mean, I feel like we're at the point in our life where it's like, okay, if you going out with a dude or whatever, whatever, like, if y'all aren't together, like, he's, of course, like, he's not obligated to.
He's not.
Because, what was that, Sunday? Sunday was when I was really, like, hopping around outside. Sunday, I was at Bar 515 with some friends, and I saw this guy. He was sitting, and he was by himself or whatever. And then these two women came or whatever, and they sat down with him or whatever, and they were like talking. And then I guess they got up and went to go get drinks or whatever. I don't know if he gave them money to like go get what they wanted or whatever. I assume that they paid for their own drinks or whatever. It just depends. It just depends on etiquette. I don't know. There's certain guys that every time you go out, they paying, you know, whoever you with, oh, what you want, what you drinking, whatever, whatever. Because some people just want to have a good time. But then you got the guys who will be around a whole bunch of women just to bum off their hookah and, you know, and they have their little drink that they bought, but they make their rounds and bum off of other people's hookah and then keep walking around and stuff. So there's that.
Like, etiquette, like I said, this is the feel of fucking finesse. You work in the nightlife, you're a fucking finesser. You know how to get that motherfucker bag, okay? So don't play your fucking self. Don't play yourself, because at this point, you bring me the bill, I'm not tipping you. Fuck you. Because you gave me the fucking bill. Like, you remember that time we had went to that fight at H2O, rest in peace. Mm-hmm. And the guy that I was dating at the time was like, oh, tell her whatever bottle is that you want. I tell her the bottle. When it's time for the bill, she bring me the fucking bill. Bitch, why is you bringing me this motherfucking bill?
Why? Well, I guess because you're the one who initially told her.
No, like, he was talking to her first, and then he said, tell her what bottles you want. Don't bring me the bill. Pay attention.
Well, I feel like she saw both of you guys, kind of like he talked to her, then you talked to her. I wouldn't blame her on that. It's like, okay, who do I see first? Okay, her. Boom.
No. She passed him to give me the bill. No, give him the fucking bill. And she gave it to me, and I gave it right to him. Here you go. The fuck? What the fuck is you doing?
I mean, if I was a bottle girl or a waitress, I wouldn't give a fuck. I'd be like, one of y'all motherfuckers talk to me. Here you go. Give it to whoever needs it.
Put it on the table. Do something. Don't hand it to the woman. Like, even when you go to, like, fine dining restaurants, they always put the bill on the side of the man. If you're with a man, they put it on the side of the man.
Well, yeah. Even fine dining, like any restaurant, they always should put it on the man's side, whatever. Or I feel like if I was a waitress, I just put it kind of in the middle, like, you know, and I notice a lot of waiters, waitresses do that. They put it in the middle because, I mean, it could be like a sexist act, but I think that it's proper to just put it in the middle so there's no awkwardness of like who's paying the bill or whatever. And they usually put it, it's kind of towards the end of the table, like where they are, and they just put it there and they leave or whatever.
No, put the bill over there. And if the nigga asks you for the bill, give him the bill.
Right.
I mean, yeah, he sent me the money anyway.
It's a lot. Like, some of it's just effortless, like, stuff. Like, I recently met someone. He's really cool. Haven't paid for a drink yet, being around him. And that's just how he is. Like, and he's like that with his friends. Like, that's just how he is. Yeah. And it's like, that's, I don't know where that comes from. could be how you're raised. Maybe your daddy done told you, like, hey, if you want some pussy, you know, you gotta, you know, spit, you know? And those are the talks that are lacked, like, in certain guys growing up, of course, because maybe lack of a father being around or whatever, they didn't learn it. And poor thing, mother didn't teach him or whatever. And this is the thing. Women can teach their sons, because this is the thing. You're a woman. You know how you want to be treated or how you wish maybe their father would have treated you. So why don't you train him to be the man that you wish you had or that you want to date? And it's simple stuff. Like, you know, pumping gas, whatever. Oh, when you take someone out to eat, you cover the bill every time or whatever it is.
And sometimes that might not even be the case because the girl might want to pay. You know what I'm saying? But just having in your mind, if you
well, invite it's out- about being confident in doing it, because there's guys that will like act like they go do it, but they don't actually make the initiation of the, like, it's an action. Okay.
You know, like, I'm going to the restroom.
Don't do the restroom trick.
Oh, we're gonna sit here. You know, because I'm the wrong one to play that game, because I pay for mine and leave you.
But the thing is that it's just like how you are. Like, I guess, like, you know, whatever. And I mean, guys know, like, when you're at a bar, they know that women want to drink. They know that women are standing by the bar because they want someone to buy them a drink or whatever. Some guys don't like that. Some guys are like, oh, she just want me to buy her a drink, blah, blah, blah. You have every right to choose what you want to do or whatever. But I don't know. This guy just met, like, we've been going out lately, and it's like yesterday we went out. Okay, y'all, I told y'all I've been outside. Okay, so
her birthday, she outside.
So, so I met him at a bar yesterday, and immediately I walk in, he gets in, he's like,
I think Nina just went out again. It's the Zoom for me today. But I just think it just depends. Like, one of the situations that we had this weekend, my safari friend came. As soon as he walked into the table, he was like, what y'all drinking? And I made sure I ordered everybody a drink, and I put it. We got power again. I don't know. But yeah, it's just like those little things. We had another friend that came by and met one of our other friends. We didn't know him. That was our first time meeting him or whatever. And eventually he made his rounds around the table. Like, do you want another drink? You want another drink? You want another drink? And we all got another drink. Like, it's just the little things. It's about being chivalrous, I guess. And maybe, I guess I don't expect everybody to do it because not everybody can afford it. But I mean, if you can afford it, like, what's $50? Right? $5, what's $50 for a drink for everybody? Or, you know, an extra $20, an extra $30 or something like that. Like, it doesn't take a lot to, you know, make sure the friends is good sometimes too. Now, I'm not saying buy everybody around that they're around, that they're around, that they're around, but you can give everybody one drink.
Prime example, like, last Friday, y'all met me at Groups. And it was cool. And my friend, he was like, oh, okay. He was like, cause we did shots before y'all got there. He was like, okay. He was like, when they come, we're going to do another round of shots or whatever. Like, it's just the type of person you are. Like, if you know what I mean? If you like, for some people having a good time, it's like, okay, like money. And first of all, Groove's happy hour is cheap as hell. If you've never been, please experience it. But it's just some people that are automatically like, oh, well, let me, you know, whatever. It just depends. But I'm one of those people, I'm not waiting on nobody to buy me a drink. Like, anytime we go in somewhere, I go straight to the bar. If you meet me, if you see me at the bar, you know, whatever you want to pay for it, cool. If not, I'm getting a drink regardless, right. You know, so. And I think it just depends. It really does just depend, I think.
When you meet these niggas in these sections and stuff, like, say you're going to meet somebody and you meet them like in a section, they got bottles or whatever, walk up with your own drink so they know that you can buy your own shit too.
That's what I like to do. Like, and I know we've done that. It's like if we're meeting people and we don't see them yet, or we do see them, we'll be like, we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Go get a drink. And most of the time I like to get double so I don't have to double back and go to the bar, get a whole another drink again. I just want whatever. Yeah. And like most of the time you don't see them when you walk in. So you're like, okay, I'm gonna go to the bar, text, see where they at, whatever, whatever. But I'm gonna walk over with my drink. Then if they have bottles, okay, cool. But this is my little appetizer, my little pre warm up.
That I pay for, because I can afford to have myself a drink. Okay. I'm not coming to the bar, to the club, depending on somebody to give me a drink because I can't afford my own.
I just think it's just automatic stuff. Like yesterday you and I met my friend and stuff like that. He was already with like other people. And so it wasn't enough room to sit there. So we were like, okay, we'll just find somewhere else to sit. And so I told him we were sitting. He was like, okay. He was like, can I get y'all anything or whatever? Like, cause he was going to come, you know, whatever. And he was like, can I get y'all anything? And then I was like, yes, actually you can or whatever, but we already had our drinks and stuff. You know what I mean? So things like that, even other guys that I've dated, like they've had that same mentality, and it's just certain type of people. Not everybody's built the same, you know?
I was telling them when the Zoom was acting up, like after Safari came, he was just like, what y'all drinking? Get them a drink. What are y'all drinking? And then when our other friend that we ain't never met before came, eventually he made himself around the table and was like, y'all want another drink?
Like, it's I think that was after the wig situation though. I think he felt bad.
He felt bad. You know,
oh my gosh,
like those are the type of men that I like to surround myself with. Like, make sure my friends are also taken care of, make sure my friends are comfortable,
right,
not in no weird ass way or no gold digging way. Like, you got to spend all thousands of dollars on me and my friends. No, it ain't even got to be all that, because most of the time it's one or two of us, so you can get one or two of us a drink, or at least one drink, you know, like an initial drink or something like that,
right?
It just depends on the nigga.
I don't know. It does. It just depends, I think, on the person.
I don't want to buy my friends a drink.
But some guys, you know, like, oh, well, it may not take much, you know, for me to talk to her, get her double, if all I got to do is buy drinks and stuff. To some people, that's nothing. To some dudes, it's a lot. Like, oh, I got to buy her drinks just to, like, get her attention or whatever. It's like, it's not like you're thinking about it negatively, really. But it's more of, how about y'all are in the same exact establishment? You like her. How about you make an attempt? If you're drinking, y'all are both drink. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like we're at the same place at the same time. Like, make a move. I don't know.
That's the thing. You can even send the bartender over, like, oh, let me get her a drink. You know, like, let me get her a drink or something. Like,
listen, right.
It's not even that serious. Like I said,
Are you going to talk about the, I don't know, maybe we shouldn't talk about it. Last Friday.
We're going to save that for next week. Next week, because we have to talk about, you know, we're talking about etiquette in a club right now, but there's also other etiquette when you co-mingle situations. A code, an etiquette to that we're gonna have to deep dive in, but because Zoom keep fucking up on us, we're gonna wait until
next week.
And we're probably gonna do this one in person, so it'll be really good. I know y'all miss us in person or whatever.
I don't know how we're gonna do it, because my birthday festivities are like this weekend through like
we can probably do it early and just do it like post it for Thursday, I mean for Tuesday.
Maybe. I don't know. Figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Like, we're trying to get our schedules together, y'all. We're trying to get our schedules together. Nina's birthday is coming up in a couple of days. She don't know what the fuck she's doing. Y'all send Nina dick pics and happy birthdays.
I don't want any dick pics. No thanks. No thanks. Don't nobody want to see that at all.
I do. I mean, it's always interesting to see, you know, what they looking like nowadays.
Oh,
dicks are the only thing that be changing. Like, they be looking weird. Like, damn, what kind of dick you got? I ain't never seen one of those. But yeah, I think that's gonna be it for this week. We apologize for all the interruptions that fucking Zoom was giving us, but we're gonna go back to in-person recording, y'all, and get our shit together. We appreciate y'all for listening. Nini, got anything else?
Nothing.
Oh, you didn't get Anina's Corner. We didn't give Anina's Corner a minute with love.
No, I don't have anything to say.
Give us your last Nina's Corner of 32. What's you about to be, 33, 32?
I'm about to be 32.
Give us your last word of advice, Nina's Corner, of what you learned at 31.
Not a goddamn thing, because we was in the fucking house. Literally, we celebrated my birthday last year, and then it was like, lock your doors. That's it. We did. We did. I feel like physically, since like last year, being more involved on my health and fitness, it's definitely helped mentally, you know? It all, like, mentally and physically works, like, I don't know, hand in hand, parallel to each other. I don't know how I go, but it's feed off of each other. And I do feel like it gives you more of a focus.
Okay.
So, yeah, because that's been majority of most of what I did last year, was kind of focused more on health and mental. And so now, yeah. But yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I'm in it with Lark. Everybody go get tested. Period.
Tested for what?
Diseases, COVID, get tested. Because now I'm thinking, like, with these random, like, those text messages and stuff, like, motherfuckers don't care if you get, like, you tell them you have COVID and they still try to slide up in your vagina. You tell them you haven't washed your pussy because nobody has water and they still, like, you niggas don't care. You niggas is very reckless and careless. So everybody just go get tested. And that's on that.
Right. Everybody.
Everybody. Like, you just never fucking know, okay? Because these niggas is careless when it comes to getting the box. And that's on period. That's on period.
Gotta be fresh. Box gotta be fresh.
Gotta be fresh. Nigga, you ain't even washed your dick.
Ew.
Ew. Like, I
who knows, like, where it's been.
Ew. Ew. you disgust me. But anyway, y'all, this is episode 112 of Single and Loop, and we will be back sometime next week.
And we out.
Right.